With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Good morning time.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say? Good morning, Vietnam.
That's right. I went to Vietnam last night. Just kidding. It was back to school night. So it feels like war.
Oh, feels like war.
Yeah.
Wait, it can't be back to school night at the end of school night.
I know. So lame, right? Like, really? We got to go? But yeah, we had to go.
Wait, it's called back to school nights for reals?
It's called open house.
Oh, yes. That's when you get to like review all their work that they've done for the year, mm-hmm. basically.
Mm-hmm.
Back to school in the beginning, open house at the end.
Have I always gone to open house? Have I tuned this out?
Knowing you, you probably have. This is your first year.
I was hanging out with my neighbor friend and she was asking me about it. And I was like, I don't think my kids care if I go. And she was... You have to go. If you're a bad parent, if you don't go. I was like, okay.
So I asked them, and at first they said no. And then she really guilted me. So then I asked them again, and they were like, oh, yeah, we're going.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, pick myself up off the floor.
Yes, you know, they want to show you all their work themselves.
They did.
And you have twins, so it's a lot.
Yeah. There were hissing cockroaches in my son's class.
Oh, that's fun. Better in the class.
And disgusting. I love when you have to fake, like, oh, how cool that I'm totally not like, grossed out.
It's like not cool at all.
I'm like, that's so disgusting. Yeah. But awesome and sciencey. Way to go, dude. They're all growing little sunflowers.
Oh, that's fun.
Everyone's is growing except for my son's. Because
oh, no.
His is like half soil, half water.
Oh, well, that's why.
He's really and he's like, you got to water it every day, Mom. I'm like, I think we need to let it dry out. He's like, you don't know. You kill plants, Mom. Everybody knows that. Let me show you how it's done.
Okay. Like, you're like, okay.
Okay. Good luck with that.
I just got a test done for my food allergies, right? Like some sort of tells you all kinds of stuff about your food intake. And sunflower seeds was one of the ones that I was allergic to.
Really?
Yeah, of all things. Mm-hmm. I don't even eat sunflower seeds unless I'm on a road trip.
Yeah, that's when my husband eats them. It drives me crazy every time we get in the car.
Since I was a kid, it was like the sunflower seeds on a road trip and corn nuts. But I am going on a road trip today, actually.
Ooh, where are you going?
I'm going to Possum Kingdom.
Oh.
We have talked about that before.
Yes.
But I am going there because my son is in a baseball tournament and they have some crazy facility out in Texas called Rocker B. And it's, I'll let you know all about it. I don't really know what to expect.
You know, they take those athletics real serious in Texas.
They do. It sounds pretty fun. It's like a baseball tournament and they got a bar and a restaurant and a hotel, a swimming pool, all kinds of shit.
Shoot.
Yeah. So I will keep you up to date and let you know if it's worth the time and expense.
Oh, speaking of expenses, I woke up to some fraudulation, some expenses that I didn't personally charge.
On our card?
No, not on our or card. I would have let you know that. Okay.
I've been using our card.
We're going to talk about that then. No, on my personal credit card.
What are they buying?
Disneyland tickets.
Without you?
I know. And listen, you know it's not me because I have a specific Disney card. So why would I waste all those Disney points? Anywho. Yeah. This was on a different credit card and they bought Disneyland tickets. And then so I had to go. I got the fraud alert and then I went through my transactions and they've been buying Disneyland tickets every day.
Oh, my God. And they're selling them on the side, by the way.
Do you think
for money?
Don't you think they can catch
them?
They're
not going. Yes. Don't you have to put a name? Or they're, you know what they're doing? They're selling them on Craigslist and then the person like gets them and has to put their own name. And so they're like, joke's on you, Craigslist buyer.
I want to find them. I'm like, let me at it.
Dude,
give me the information.
I'm so like that. Listen to this. My husband's shit got stolen the other day. Also, a drill and a Patagonia jacket. Like
two items that are, oh, by the way, yeah, we recently lost a Patagonia jacket. I just went and looked for it at the Lost and Found. That was half of my motivation to go to open house last night. Wasn't there, right? No.
Guess what? Kyla had a Lululemon bright pink water bottle, the cutest damn water bottle you ever did see. That was way too expensive. Of course, it was not a dupe. And somebody stole it from her volleyball tournament too.
Aren't you just like parents? What the hell? What the hell?
When
you know it is not your shit.
Not yours.
Okay? It is not your shit. Bring it back. I put these like waterproof tags that say our name in everything. Stop. The kids. Yes. So you know, it's like there's no confusion. Okay?
Yeah.
It's got my name on it.
And you can't take those stickers off, dude.
No.
Because I've gotten hand-me-downs with those. And I'm like, there you go. You still have Sammy whatever's.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Black it out? And listen,
yeah,
you're making this when every time somebody does this, because this is not the first time something nice has gotten, you know, disappeared and not turned back into the school. It makes me a crazy person because for a couple weeks after that, I'm just like looking down. Who is wearing my shit?
You're staring all the kids down.
Yeah. Where'd you get that?
I was staring all the volleyball little chicks down too. I was like, who has my daughter's water bottle?
Yeah.
You evil little girls. No, just kidding. Anyways, are you talking about some fraudulation or stealing or anything like that today?
No, not really. Not really.
Not really.
Okay. Not a good lead-in, but it's still a crime.
Something.
Okay.
Okay. It's all criminal.
All criminal, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Tab. First of all, I would like to thank all of our listeners who responded to my request for case suggestions in the Facebook group.
Yes, thank you so very much.
You gave us a lot to work with. Yes, thank you very much. Today's case is a listener suggestion from the group from that. Yes, from that.
Wow, you're on top of it.
From Lindsay Strufert. Full disclosure, Lindsay is one of my oldest friends. So maybe the word isn't nepotism, that hers was the first one I looked into, but it's something like that for sure. Right?
I hope it's not nepotism. But
is there like a word for nepotism?
It's like bias.
Yeah. Okay. But it's all the same because it's a really good one. Okay.
You see what I'm drinking?
The Pink Prime. Okay. I bought one of those last night at Target, but I haven't tried it yet because I'm trying a different flavor. Okay.
If you watch us on YouTube, you would see, I really should be a sponsor of this shit because I think it's so good. But the pink one, if you guys haven't tried it, I promise you it's got enough caffeine to keep you awake and it's delicious and it's only 10 calories. Also, I'm going to just break really quickly just to say, if you haven't listened to Gretchen's bonus crime that she just did, it would be now 2 weeks ago on our Patreon, our bonus. You should subscribe now because it was a good one.
Oh, well, thank you, Tabitha.
Yeah, you're welcome. Patreon.com/Housewives of True Crime. Or if you listen on Apple, it's on our Clink Clink Club. You can find it right on your front page.
All right. Okay. Well, speaking of good things, I think everyone should check out Lindsay's Facebook group, Shop Wave and Cactus. Our listener suggestion, real cute stuff. Listen, she's got a legit online boutique. She gets new stuff all the time. I get so much fun quality stuff from her. Judy Blue Jeans are life, and she gets them all the time. So check her out. You just go to Shop Wave and Cactus or Wave and Cactus Facebook group. Okay.
And Gretchen looks real good in those jeans. Every time I purchase those.
Yes, she does ask me all the time. I'm like, you got to get on the Judy Blue train. Okay. Lindsay recommended this case because it comes out of St. Augustine, Florida, where she currently resides. Oh. St. Augustine is known as the old city because it is the oldest city in America. Fun fact.
Ever?
Right? Ever. Wouldn't you think it would be like Boston or New Orleans or one of those? No, that's what they say.
They were smart. Because they're like, this shit is too cold in this harbor in Boston. And so they're like, we're going to make our way south to where it's nice and warm and has some blue water.
Totally. Right?
Yeah.
Being so old, it's got this like Euro feel, like the cobblestone streets and stuff, you know, so it's very charming. Plus, it's on the beautiful Florida coast. I think it's like Florida's version of California's Santa Barbara. Except in St. Augustine, you can buy a 4,000 square foot beautiful home close to the beach for $1 million. And in Santa Barbara, you can barely buy a 2-bedroom condo. I just checked. I mean, St. Augustine sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Well, back in 1972, when Miss Athalia Ponzel moved to St. Augustine from Jacksonville, Florida, along with her elderly mother that she was the caretaker of, she lived on the very desirable Marine Street. Really gorgeous homes, close to the water and not far from downtown.
Athalia sounds like someone I would like to know. She had a reputation for being feisty as fuck her whole life. She was smoking hot and statuesque. She first married at 18, but the marriage didn't shake out. And after it ended, she worked as a model in New York City for 20 years. She killed it. In addition to modeling, she was also a game show hostess on a show called Winner Takes All. She also was on Broadway. She was like an
girl. This girl had like had it going on. I can't wait to see her.
Oh my gosh. She is hot. Okay. She was engaged at one point to a Kennedy.
Oh, which one?
I want to say it was like Robert Kennedy's daddy or uncle. Not like a significant Kennedy, but okay. Still a Kennedy all the same, shoot. Right? She could have been up there in Kennebunkport or something, rubbing elbows. Who knows, right?
Right.
Okay. So she had a brief marriage to a real estate agent dude I don't know much about, except for they didn't have any children together. And when she retired from modeling, she became a real estate agent herself in Jacksonville before making the move with her mama to St. Augustine. She was only on the St. Augustine single scene for a hot minute before she got herself hitched again to the former mayor of St. Augustine, Mr. James Lindsley.
Okay. She was kind of into those political types.
Yeah. She's like socialite.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, she belonged to like some political type groups. She's an activist, you know?
Got it.
Brains and beauty. So this guy that she married in St. Augustine, his nicknames was Jinx, which is kind of funny, right? Okay.
Yep.
They only dated a few months before tying the knot. Athalia was 54. And so I think at a certain age, you don't need to be wasting time when it comes to commitment. Like, you know what you want.
Right.
Well, apparently what Athalia wanted was James as her husband and herself to keep separate residences. So James lived across the bridge on Anastasia Island. James and Athalia were kind of like the talk of the town. They were this newlywed kind of power couple that didn't live together. Mm-hmm. People thought that was very strange. And people have their...
Do you not think it's strange?
Well, no. Let me tell you why. I mean, I think people made a much bigger deal about things than they are, right? And I think... Part of what got them talking was, you know, James Jinx had a reputation for being quite a drinker and being hot tempered. Side note, James' wife died in a car accident while he was driving. And there was some talk about that because he caused an awful wreck and was never given a breathalyzer. From what I read about St. Augustine, it has had a longtime reputation for some like Southern good old boy corrupt injustice happenings. Mm-hmm. Not sure the status today, but I'm sure they worked that all out and it's lovely, Lindsay. But back in the day, it was like you could get in a car accident, kill your wife, and if you're the mayor, no breathalyzer necessary. Be on your way.
I think there's still a lot of places like that.
Oh, that's bullshit. Okay.
I mean, I don't think it's not.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in the 70s, what I'm telling you is it was crooked AF, which is just it, like, you know, note that for today's case. Okay. But getting back to why Athalia didn't live with James, I don't think it was because the relationship was tumultuous, like some people would say, you know, him being so hot tempered and everything, as much as it was Athalia was taking care of her ailing mother and a menagerie of animals. She was one of those people that loves animals more than people. Athalia had
cats.
She had cats. She had six dogs, two goats, and she had a blue jay she had rescued that could no longer fly. And she was often seen out in front of her home getting the birds some fresh air and exercise. I mean, that's commitment, okay?
That is.
Right? So she loves
her. But she didn't have children.
No children.
Okay. So you got a lot of time for animals.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's okay. As long as you have dogs too. If you just have cats, that's a problem.
Okay. I think you could just have cats.
Okay.
If you're real busy, otherwise,
I wouldn't. If you just have cats, I wouldn't put it on your, you know, match.com page. Maybe leave that detail out. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Athalia loves our furry and feathery friends. And you know who didn't have the same love of animals as Athalia?
James.
Her neighbors.
Oh, her neighbors.
Her neighbors, yeah. They felt they had a nice, quiet vibe going on Marine Street before she moved in. And they kind of felt that between the dogs barking and the goat, it was a nuisance that they shouldn't have to deal with.
Okay.
Athalia also had the audacity to cut down some trees on her own property. And that on top of all the air pollution that they said they were experiencing, and they just plain did not like her. She was opinionated, quick-witted, and, you know, she did not take shit. And that was not a real popular way for ladies to be in the 1970s in St. Augustine.
She was also real pretty, and sometimes neighbors be jealous.
Word. Okay. I've never had that problem, but I could imagine. Okay.
You don't know that, by the way. Your German neighbor that was letting like her cat poop on your yard or whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't think looks came into it, was a factor with the next door neighbor in that particular incident. I think she was just crazy.
She just didn't like you for no good reason.
She didn't like me because she thought I was letting my dog poop in her yard, that I was like letting my dog out to poop in her yard every day. And I tried to explain to her that it was the people on the other side of me who had four cats. That's cat poop. And
small poop.
It was, I have a small dog.
Okay. Well, then it is your dog poop.
It is. I did not leave. I don't let my dog out every day to go poop on somebody's yard. So we never saw eye to eye. Okay. And now I moved. So there.
Yeah.
Love all my neighbors now. Okay.
And she's still getting poop on her yard. She's like, damn it. It wasn't me.
I know. Where's my apology letter, bitch? Okay. So... anywho, the thing with the dogs barking led to some unfriendly exchanges between, you know, Athalia and the neighbors. And at one point, it escalated to the police being called by her neighbors, the Stanfords. Athalia was cited for disturbing the peace on account of this complaint. And she was given a $50 fine. I think $50 was pretty steep back then, too. Okay, she didn't pay it. And the Stanfords had a warrant issued for her arrest. So extra, right?
For $50?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the way I understand it is they don't go around like issuing a warrant if you don't pay the fine, but they like followed up on it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, the most likely reason that she didn't show for court, she was supposed to show for court, okay, was because her mother was in a bad way. She died 3 days later, right?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, she did not get any sympathy from her neighbors, the Stanfords on one side or the McCormicks on the other side. You know that saying, the man is the head of the house, but the wife is the neck and she can move the head any way she wants it?
No, I've never heard that, but that's a good one.
Yeah, well, Athalia lived in between two bitchy necks, okay?
Okay.
Like, Mrs. Stanford and Mrs. McCormick did not care for Miss Athalia. I think they were likely threatened by Athalia. You know, she lived in New York City. She dated a Kennedy. She's like worldly, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And she has this unconventional marriage and, you know, to the former mayor. And I just think the dogs and the trees just like fueled the fire for these two bitter Bettys. And they didn't have anything better to do than gossip around town about Athalia and her hideous pink robe that she wore in the garden. That was like a big gripe of theirs. Yeah. But they had a laundry list of things about her that they considered, you know, offensive, right? They were rich housewives. It's like a rich people street. So they had a lot of time on their hands to make Athalia's life miserable in any way that they could. And it's worth noting, Athalia did have some neighborly friends, even if these ladies were, you know, so... unlike, you know, she didn't like them.
Right.
Particularly a woman known for welcoming newcomers to St. Augustine named Frances Bemis. They were both around the same age, and Frances also lived on Marine Street, which was a busy street. It's like a thoroughfare. It has a hospital on it. And so there are sirens and traffic noise all the time. And so, you know, it kind of begs the question, like, could the dogs have been that bad? You know, Athalia was home all the time for 2 years with her sick mama. I mean, wouldn't it, if the dogs were barking all the time, wouldn't it have been bothersome to her? I mean, I don't know, but I just imagine that it would have. So I'm just speculating, like, some other people that maybe these two Karens that resided on both sides of her exaggerated a little bit about, the dogs. And they just really enjoyed stirring the pot. Yeah. Well, they picked the wrong pot to stir because Athalia did not suffer fools. After she had to board three of her beloved dogs, she got back at these women where it hurts, their husbands. She wrote a scathing letter to Mr. McCormick's commanding officer because he was a military man, but that didn't result in much retribution like she would have liked. But then there was Mr. Alan Stanford on the other side, who held the position of county manager. When she did some digging into his business, she found the kind of dirt she was looking for. Like, for example, Mr. Stanford was making much more money than anyone in the history of his position had ever made. And he didn't have the credentials that was required by the state of Florida to be the county manager. She also had the opinion he really sucked at his job and that his slack ass was doing the city of St. Augustine no favors. So she took it upon herself to bring this to the town's attention repeatedly when she spoke out about it at city council meetings. Badass, right?
I know the type for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So one day she showed up with a signed by many of her fellow St. Augustine residents and 24 others that just came in support of her to the meeting to present it. I mean, the thing about her whole vendetta, I mean, it sounds, you know, obviously it is, she's getting back at them. It, you know, but she wasn't making stuff up. You know, she is right about Mr. Stanford. So I kind of think like he made his own bed. And his fellow council members have acknowledged he was less than stellar at his county manager duties. But the thing is, people around those parts just didn't want to hear about it from Athalia. It was like very antiquated like that. You know, it was like, who does this woman think she is?
And she is like, they're probably like, there she is again. Here she is. Meeting.
Right.
Right.
But Athalia was determined to see Alan Stanford lose his job like she lost her dogs. Okay. Don't F with Athalia's dogs. I thought of that because it sounds like don't F with cats. Like, best true crime documentary ever.
It is a good one.
Well, top 10, at least top 10.
It is. If you haven't seen it yet, because there are people now, you know, that just jumped on the true crime bandwagon that don't even know about Don't Fuck With Cats documentary.
You cannot. It's like three episodes. You can't stop watching. So don't make any other plans unless you have like 4 hours to kill.
And people are like, oh, I can't do it because you got like, there's some cat.
It's not like that. It doesn't show any of that. No.
There's one scene, but it's not like you think it is. You're not going to just watch it. Trust us.
Just watch it and then go back and listen to our episode on Carla Homolka.
Okay? Oh, yes.
All ties in. Okay. Okay. Back to Athalia. On January 23rd, 1974, Athalia met her husband, James, for lunch, and they ran a couple errands together. She bought groceries and made plans to make dinner to celebrate Chinese New Year. I like to celebrate Chinese New Year, too, right?
I know.
We could have been friends. Okay. She bought groceries and made plans to make a celebratory dinner for Chinese New Year that evening with James, but she had to run home and take care of her animals first. But she never got the chance to enjoy what would have been a delicious Chinese New Year celebratory dinner or even put the groceries away. A neighbor passing by called the police that late afternoon and told them it looked as though something was wrong with Athalia. And something certainly was. When the police arrived, they found Athalia nearly decapitated on the front steps of her home.
Oh.
Someone.
Well, that is bad.
It's real bad. Someone had killed Athalia with a machete in broad daylight in front of her home on a busy street.
Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
The first person that was suspected was her husband.
James.
Yeah, her husband. Yeah. And it didn't help that he had a reputation for having the temper and heavy drinking. James took a lie detector test and passed and mm-hmm. was seen by numerous people on, you know, across the bridge on the island where he lived at the time. So police were able to rule him out. It wasn't long for the police to zero in on a new suspect after they got a phone call from Athalia's neighbor, the McCormicks, stating they needed some police protection for themselves because they are worried because their 14-year-old son, Locke, had seen Athalia's neighbor on the other side, Alan Stanford, hack up Athalia. Now,
is this the one that she wrote the letter to his employer about?
This is the one, yes.
That she was going to the city council meetings about?
The neighbor on the one side is who she wrote. She took issue with neighbors on both sides.
I know, both. Right.
Yes. This is the neighbor who is accused of the hacking is Mr. Stanford, who is the one she had the vendetta with. At the city council meetings. Yes.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
I would think it's probably him.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's likely. And everyone knew about the feud between her and him because of all those scenes she had made at the city council meetings.
Yeah.
So it didn't take much for the police to figure out what the motivation could have been for him to go so ham on Athalia, especially when they learned it was really about to go down on account of Athalia's actions, because Mr. Stanford was notified that he was going to have to meet with some state officials the following day. And, you know, that meeting was likely going to result in him getting canned. He had been forging documents and on top of misrepresenting his credential status, amongst other things. He was in big trouble.
Yeah.
So Mr. Allen was having a real bad day, okay? And when he got home, he poured himself a gin and tonic and stewed about the woman he felt had brought this all on for him. He should have been taking accountability for himself.
And then hacked her up or what?
Well, and then he spotted her on the porch with her damn bird. He couldn't take it, so he took to hacking her.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
I'm always worried about these crazy neighbors like that. That shit, you know, I have a friend that the neighbor went Richter on him as well, as he was hitting the baseball against the neighbors. You know, they lived in like a duplex type of situation. So they shared a garage or something, and like the kid was hitting his basketball or baseball against the garage and the neighbor went crazy.
Yeah, don't push people too much that know where you live.
Yeah, okay? It's true.
I mean, you shouldn't push people too much anyways. I mean, with all the road rage and crazy shit out there, but especially when they know where you live.
Yeah.
Don't be pushing.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So Alan Stanford was questioned by the police like the day it happened, you know? And of course, he denied it. But, you know, I mean, he's a politician, so he's pretty good at lying, right?
Did they find a machete?
Not at that point.
In his house? Okay.
And also, something interesting is that apparently, like, everyone in Florida has a machete.
It's like a thing.
I've never
seen one other than like Costa Rica where they're cutting coconuts open with them.
Well, you know, it's tropical. People have, you know, long foliage, greenery, whatever they need to be hacking.
Okay.
So they use a machete for that stuff.
Especially in the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, he says, you know, wasn't me. And they let him go, despite the fact that there was a trail of blood leading from the porch to his house. God,
to his house.
Yeah.
Warrant.
Yeah. Okay. He stuck by his lie and he took it to trial, which the trial ended up being the hottest ticket in town. But before the trial started, his church decided to take pity on him and they stepped in and raised money to support Alan and his family. Yes. Let's think about this for a second. The church raised money to support the accused murderer and corrupt county manager.
Thou shall not thou murder.
Thou shall not kill.
And thou shall not steal.
That is so effing whack.
Two commandments.
Yeah. Okay.
They must have believed him.
Okay. Here's the thing about that. It is so whack, but also what was so whack was people's attitude towards Athalia. While researching this case, I read Elizabeth Randall's book, Murder in St. Augustine, and newspaper articles, but I also watched like this episode of City Confidential that was made in the year 2000. And so it featured interviews from people that, you know, were there at the time.
Yeah.
And I can kind of imagine this insanity with the church happening because they interviewed multiple locals who said Athalia got what she deserved.
Oh my God.
It's insane, right?
Because she was so strong and it wasn't really the time to have strong women.
It's the South. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah. To me, she is like this, she got what she deserved. I mean, I just want to like kill him, right? I mean, she's this 56-year-old woman that rescued animals and stood up to assholes. She did not she did not have it coming, people, because she had beef with her neighbor and spoke her mind at city council meetings. These people describe her as like a shrew, a washed up model, which is like, no, you know, and a troublemaker.
Just because she's aged?
Just because.
That's why she's so washed up.
Listen, we have a word for her. Disco fucking biscuit. That's what she is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, remember I told you Athalia had a friend named Frances Bemis in the neighborhood? Well, funny thing happened to Frances before the trial. Actually, not funny at all. Someone smashed her head in with a brick.
Did she die?
Yes. Yes. You don't usually live through a head smashing. Her murder is still unsolved.
Oh, my goodness. And was she going to testify in favor of her friend?
Well,
like, was she on the list?
We don't really know, but it is highly speculated that certain people were not looking forward to the testimony Frances might have given at the trial. And, you know, I get that. Because if I was feuding with someone, you don't need to worry about offing Fred. Because he probably only vaguely knows the details, right? He never listens to me.
Oh, okay? You're saying they need to off me.
Yes. Tab, you should worry because when I spill the tea to you, you actually listen.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
The only saving grace in my defense, and if anybody listens to this, is that I forget shit really easily.
She does. So. She does forget. Yeah. Okay. But so how bananas is that? That two women were brutally murdered on their lovely street in a 10-month period of time. Yeah. Okay. So shit's heating up in St. Augustine, you know? And the trial comes around. It was a year after Athalia's murder, and it was a real big deal. I told you, it's the hottest ticket in town. So let me tell you, the evidence presented by the prosecution was about as slam dunk as you can possibly imagine. 2 weeks after Athalia was murdered, one sheriff deputy, and I just really like his name, Deputy Dewey. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
He found a plastic bag in a nearby swampy area with a machete with Athalia's blood and hair on it, along with Alan Stanford's watch and clothing.
Oh, Alan.
Alan, right? How did they know it was his? Because he had just had his watch worked on, and the shop owner verified it was his because he kept a record of the serial number on the watch.
Oh, well, Alan.
You're cooked, right? As for the clothes, the local store also kept records of the trousers Alan purchased and even had a copy of his credit card receipt he used to purchase the particular trousers they found. And if that wasn't enough, there was a paint stain on the trousers, and they verified the paint was purchased by Mrs. Stanford from the Sherwin-Williams, the same color. I mean, that's how they had to solve shit back in the day.
I know. There's no DNA.
Yeah, right? So also, the machete was marked with a like a city tool, you know? And there was a record of Allen borrowing one machete and not returning it to the city. So that coupled with the eyewitness testimony from, you know, 14-year-old Locke McCormick, that's got to mean a conviction, right? Well, problem is, when Locke testified, he changed his story. Now he recalled that the person that he had witnessed do the hacking was a different stature than Mr. Allen Stanford. He said he was mistaken when he originally identified him. Okay,
was
I'm thinking.
He scared?
Yeah, I'm Did thinking he get paid that. Off? I'm what? Thinking that sucks, right? But the jury has got to see that this 14-year-old must have changed his story because he was intimidated in some way,
yeah,
right?
Hello.
Okay. Okay, well, then there was another possible suspect presented. There was a nurse who rode her bike down Marine Street most every day. And she was asked if she had seen anyone unusual hanging around Athalia's house the day of the murder on her bike ride. And she said, in fact, she had seen someone out of the ordinary in front of Athalia's house that day. And then she identified that person as someone who was in the courtroom right then.
Locke.
No. Sheriff Deputy Dewey, the one who found the evidence in the swamp. I mean, that guy has got to have been like, what the hell, lady? So, I mean, I'm just telling you, the trial was full of theatrics. And I would
say, is she serious?
No, she's not serious. I told you in the beginning, St. Augustine corrupt AF in the 70s. So I don't know who got to, you know, who to change their story or make this shit up, but I'm calling them all liar McLiar sense. Okay.
My gosh. Okay.
Okay. So the jury fell for it. All of it, because Allen Stanford was acquitted.
Dude, it's just like, I mean, just like our last week's story. These juries be like so dumb. What the fuck? I'm like, yes, come on.
Sometimes it does not, it doesn't work.
It's Florida. It's the same shit Casey Anthony got off down in Florida also.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Right? She had jurors that believed her stupid ass too. So I don't know. Something in the water. I don't know about this trip to Jacksonville I'm going on.
Listen, OJ was acquitted in California. I think it is a cross state.
That's why I moved my ass to Texas.
Okay.
Because of OJ. No, just kidding.
Okay. Well, in the form of justice, thankfully.
Please.
Okay. When Allen tried to get his job back, they took a vote. And he did not regain his position.
Well, wouldn't you know?
I mean, yeah. And so he moved out of St. Augustine, which I like to think of as like as a win for Athalia. I mean, she really wanted him to lose his fucking job. So, you know.
she at least got that.
It sucks she had to die for it to happen, but at least he did lose his job. Okay.
I cannot believe he got away with this shit.
Oh, yeah. They've never tried anybody else for her murder because the police say they know who did it.
And nobody for this other lady's head bashing murder either.
Both her murder and Francis's murder they're considered unsolved.
Wow. Okay. So where is this Allen dude now?
Well, he lived out the rest of his life in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, where he relocated to. He died at the age of 81 in 2006.
He probably got on that like Murdaugh train.
Yeah, I'm sure they made friends.
South Carolina.
Okay. The if anyone's worried, the Humane Society took in Athalia's dogs.
Birds, cats, all of the other animals too.
Okay, I tried to find out about a bird. Her beloved blue jay was named Clementine. And I think that Clementine died because she was outside giving the birds some exercise during the hacking. Some hawk probably came in and killed that weak-ass bird.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sucks. Rest in peace, Clementine. Okay, so Athalia's widower, James, lived another 10 years after she passed. She is buried in Ohio, which is where she was born. So there must be a family connection there. Okay. So, I mean, rest in peace, Athalia.
Rest in peace, Athalia. On Chinese New Year, of all things, you're supposed to have some luck.
Damn it. That is a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
It must not have been her year.
It was probably the year of the rat or the snake. Some shit.
My son is the year of the snake.
Okay, sorry.
It can be a good year. Okay. It just depends on what your sign is versus the year that it is. So you got to read up on that shit. And if it is a bad year for you, you should be wearing red underwear every single day of your life for the whole year. Oh my God.
Maybe that's what I've been doing wrong.
Well, you don't wear the chonies.
I don't. And so, you know. But you know,
do you Britney Spears it when like you wear a dress?
Sometimes.
Did you Britney Spears it when you went to the gala?
No. You know why I don't do that? Because not at the gala and such like that. No, because that is the one time I am wearing some form of underwear because I'm spanked up to, you know, like double spanks, triple spanks, waist trainer. You know, I keep that shit tight. Okay.
Oh my God.
So there's not going to get any Britney shots of me.
I have been wearing this waist trainer that the like massage therapist gave me because she's like, oh, you got to wear this. It is the most uncomfortable piece of equipment. Maybe I don't have the right one or something, but are
you
all
don't.
Waist trainers like the worst?
No, you have the wrong one. I'll send you a link.
She kind of said that. She gave it to me and she's like, I don't really, she had two. And one, my torso is really short. And so those like, it's like all the way over my boobs because it's like only supposed to be around your waist, but my torso is so short. She's like, yeah, that one doesn't work. I have this other one. I don't like it, but you could try it. It worked.
No, listen, I'm a professional. The best ones are like a corset so you can tighten it. And then it has another thing around it that like Velcros to like cinch you in.
That's the one that I have. Yeah.
I don't know. You got a stupid one.
But, and you're telling me it's comfortable. To wear that all day.
Yeah. It's not comfortable, but it's not uncomfortable. I mean, if I'm not whining about it, maybe you're weak. Maybe you're a whiner.
You feel it? I just like comfort these days. You know, I used to be all about like uncomfortable shit. Now I'm like,
oh, I know.
Not.
I was just looking at a pair of high heels that I bought not too long ago and was like, why did I do that? I'm never actually going to wear those. I might be the wrong person to ask because I have been, you know, I bring pain waist upon myself. Forever before, like I've been doing this way before Spanx ever, you know, all of that. I used to wrap myself up in duct tape.
That's bananas.
Yeah. I used to do that all the time.
Yeah. You're crazy. Mm-hmm. I will tell you the new style is these like really wide, kind of cargo pants. Remember the pants that Gwen Stefani was wearing when we went to that concert?
So cute. Yeah.
That is the style now. Okay. So I just got myself a pair. It's amazing.
It's very like flattering. Yes.
They're like drawstring on the top. The bottoms have a little drawstring so you can pull them in just a little bit. And they're loose and they're light. And I'm like, dude, this is so much better than trying to get my ass into jeans that I can't button right now.
Well, it's really a good style for everyone because you can get your big ass in them. And I, who have no ass, you can't really tell because it's all like baggy.
Yes, true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. That's my problem. I have like too big of a butt to fit into most jeans. And so it's an issue. Anyways.
Don't be braggy. You guys,
you
I
think
just
it's
recently.
Braggy, but it's not. It's not.
Okay, listen. Tab is such a bitch. Recently, I told her, I'm like, I just read about this thing. Because I have such a flat ass. That you can get these Sculptra injections put in your butt. And like I could get like an ass without having like surgery.
She wants to put it. You want to put filler in your butt.
Okay. And she says to me, you could never afford it. It would be, you'd have to have so much filler. It would cost you like $20,000.
Yeah, that's what I told her. But it's true, dude.
It is true.
Like to actually make a difference, because I've asked for certain things. Like I was like, hey, you know, like if you put filler in your chin, you can, and your jaw, you can like kind of make it stronger, you know,
yeah.
As you age, you kind of, your jaw gets weaker and whatever. And the girl one time was like, oh yeah, you need like, I don't know, like 4 syringes or some shit like that. Each syringe is like almost $2,000. I'm like, fuck, I could get a boob job
right
for that much money.
That's true.
Like, no.
No.
So, and it only lasts for what, a year?
No.
So you're paying $20,000 a year to have like a little more of a bump on your butt? I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. That's not working for me.
No, there's so much more you could do with that money.
Like, there
give
is.
It to charity.
Yeah.
Save it for a down payment for a house.
I'm a good charity.
I mean, like, so yeah. much stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Not filling your butt.
Okay. I'm not going
to But if you guys fill your butt, more power to you.
I just am really scared about, you know, those BBLs. Because, you know, everybody's getting the Brazilian butt lift.
Yes.
And they're, like, very dangerous. It's, like, something crazy.
Yeah.
It's, like, the most dangerous plastic surgery you can get. So definitely not worth it.
You know, and I feel like, eventually, it's going to go opposite and people are going to be like, oh, having a butt is not attractive.
I am waiting.
You know?
That is going to be my day. I'm going to rule that decade.
It's got to happen.
Yeah, we'll see.
The thing about the butts right now, it's like unnatural booties. You know,
yeah.
Like the Kardashian booty. I saw Kim. I was watching her put on some Skims or something the other day on her Instagram. And I'm like, nobody really looks like that. That's not achievable in like nature.
Well, she right? would disagree.
She
went on a television show and had a x-ray of her butt to show she does not have
butt
implants or anything in there.
Yes. So listen.
I don't want to shame anybody that has a big butt.
No.
Some people have really
big.
You know what? We know someone who has a freakishly big butt, and it is very natural.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay, it does exist in the wild.
I do not. I would say, okay, fine, Kim, I'll give you that. But I do think she has had a rib removed, and I do think she does a shit ton on her stomach to make her waist really tiny with that big butt, because it is very odd looking in my opinion.
In Tab's
to have
opinion.
A 24 waist with a 40 badonkadonk.
Badonkadonk.
I haven't actually seen it other than the Kardashians in real life.
And that one person we know.
With a flat stomach and like not 1 ounce of fat on your stomach. No.
Okay.
That person does not have that.
Okay, that's true. But okay. Okay.
That's where the unnatural part comes from.
Yes. Okay.
My opinion. I'm feeling real opinionated after all that caffeine I just
That's
done.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, I think of the prime, which we're ahead. Pink prime.
Okay.
Well, it's fitting because, you know, we talked about a opinionated lady.
Well, I've got him right now, so I gotta go.
Okay.
All right. So everybody, please check out our Patreon if you haven't. And if you want to see us on YouTube, we are there. If you want to get more of us on TikTok and Instagram and all those fun things, follow us there. We are already in like mid-May, which is crazy town when this episode releases. And so I hope you guys are all gearing up for summer with your children, or if you're a teacher, you are getting ready for that summer vacay. I know a few of you out there that are teachers, and we appreciate you. So anyways, I think that's all for today, and clankety clank clank
clank clank.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.